Golden Pond, Heaven Can Wait. He's received 4 Academy Award nominations, an Emmy for the theme to Saint Elsewhere, and now you can hear some of his most successful movie tracks on a new recording, Cinemagic. Welcome, Dave Grusin.
Thank you.
Do you know your name I hear everywhere these days? I heard Warren Beatty, my brother-in-law. Do you have the sense that that something has happened in your career, that something has kicked in, really?
Not really. No, I don't hear what you're hearing.
Yes. Well, you'll be hearing soon. Your reputation is built on writing a theme music, soundtrack, scores.
Right.
Saint Elsewhere, it strikes me, is a wonderful piece of music independent of the television. What did you start with?
I started with the first couple shows that they had shot. And not much of a concept. I haven't done television for years, and it was the first theme that I was asked about for maybe 10 years.
So play a little bit for us.
I knew you would say something. So, I don't know why that theme goes with that show.
Even now you don't know
even,
why?
Even now I'm not sure. I mean, I know I can give you all kinds of technical reasons why it works, but I don't know where the idea came, where the germ of the idea came from. And a lot of funny things happened.
Is that the way it always works?
That's the way it works for me. I get a sense, some kind of ambient sense of the project, the drama, and...
Do something else, bearing in mind that your work doesn't always accompany a solo piano.
Right. Well, the theme from Golden Pond, for instance. A lot of that had to do with the that's an easier one to talk about.
That's
because
melancholy.
It had to do with what the film looked like, with all the space and the beautiful scenery and the landscape, and the fact that it's in New England and
you saw it first.
Oh yeah.
You visualized it first.
I saw the rough cut of the film, and then fit the, you know, writing music for film is, I was thinking about this yesterday, I guess part of it is an art. The composing of music is considered to be an art, but the other part is a craft, you know. It's fitting it in and into a context to have something to do with the picture.
And sometimes you hammer it here and you saw it here. And
exactly.
If I ask you to play the theme to Ishtar, which your name is associated with,
yeah.
I don't really know what I would hear.
I don't know what you would hear either.
Why not?
Well, because... I can play you a theme from Ishtar. As a matter of fact, this is Shira's theme. Now, I don't know if you even heard that in the picture, but...
Why not?
Well, through the course of writing film music, one delivers what one thinks the film should have as support, and then the committees that make the pictures make further decisions, and they do a certain amount of sawing and hammering themselves, so that not a lot of the original score was left in Ishtar.
Well, the point of Ishtar is bad music poorly done. I mean, that's the whole gag.
Yeah.
So
right.
Why did they come to Dave Grusin in the
that
first
was,
place?
Paul Williams was hired to write some kind of good bad songs that these two bad songwriters might have written, and then they thought they needed a score beyond that, just kind of a generic movie score, which is what I did, and I guess a little bit of that is left in the film. I really haven't seen the final version of the picture, but it's another episode in the life of somebody that works in the movie business.
It may not make Cinemagic, but it'll make the book. I'll bet.
Absolutely.
Dave Grusin, thanks for being with us.